Ladies and gentlemen, have a drum roll, please. Ladies and gentlemen, the 2022 International Rose of Chile is from Westmead!
Yes, there you go. That is Dathi O'Shea. Last year, the 2022 International Rose of Tralee making the announcement. That announcement will be made for the 2023 Rose of Tralee next Tuesday night. The festival gets underway tomorrow. Of course, there is the Tralee Stradfest. Street Festival, which is taking place over the next 5 days, described as an extravaganza of excitement. We're going to talk about that now in more detail in relation to what is happening, what can you expect, and the help that the organisers are looking for from the people of Tralee in relation to this. We've got Jean Foley with me in our studio in Tralee of Kerry County Council, Tralee Municipal District Officer. We've Mark Sullivan, who's with Tralee Vintners and the Tralee Chamber Alliance, and General Manager, of course, of the Rose Hotel, who've been helping to organise the festival, Féile Tralee. Good morning to both of you, and thanks for joining us on the programme.
Good morning, Jerry.
Jean, I'll start with you. Tell me about Féile Tralee and what is the lineup and how much has been happening over the last number of weeks to get this up and running.
Good morning, Jerry, to you and all your listeners. We'll start, I suppose, by, 10 weeks ago when we looked at developing a programme of events, and Kerry County Council, in conjunction with the Vintners, Tralee Chamber Alliance, Fault Ireland, worked together to develop what we see as a very extensive, varied, vibrant programme of events. There's something there for everyone to enjoy. For me, there was definitely passion, drive, commitment from the team that I would have worked with over the past number of weeks. We were very committed to making sure that this was a very successful festival, a festival to coincide with the Rose of Tralee. We have 32 roses, rose escorts and rosebuds that will be looking to savour what Tralee and County Kerry has to offer, and we wanted to make sure we could deliver that. And I think, our programme of events is very extensive. There's something there for everyone to enjoy. We have developed a programme that we've divided into categories. So, for your listeners who have a hard copy of the programme, or those that want to download it from festivaltralee.com, you will see that everything is colour-coded. So if you're into wellness, or if you're into parades or fireworks, or music, or food and craft, you can choose what you'd like to come to Tralee to enjoy. So I think there is something there for everyone to enjoy it. And take, for example, you might have some listeners that are maybe on their own the weekend and say, look, I have no one to go to the festival with. You can come on your own, because there's something there for you to participate in. We have created a wellness zone in Park and Fairsig, or Pierce Park, that a lot of your listeners might know about. They are starting at 9 o'clock every morning. There's a morning meditation. So if some of your listeners always said they'd like to try a bit of meditation or yoga, this is an opportunity for them to try it out. What I would say in terms of the wellness zone, they should book in advance through questandtribe.ie. Everything is free, but just to control numbers, it's important that they book in advance. Some of your listeners might say they would always love to try dance. There's a dance fest as part of our festival, operating from 4 to 6 each day in Park and Fairsig. If you would like to try jive, waltz, line dancing, set dancing, hip-hop, contemporary, now is your chance to try it. So there's workshops as part of that dance fest each day that people can participate in. We've had a lot of queries in terms of the parades. Is parades happening? Yes, parades are happening as normal. Mm. We work very closely with the Rose of Tralee. The roses and the rose escorts and rosebuds will be participating in the parades as normal. We have a parade of light on Saturday night. We have a parade of colour on Sunday afternoon. So there's elements of the festival and the programme that's very similar to what would have been there in previous years. There's other elements that are quite new. We start the programme tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock, running right through till Tuesday night for Midnight Madness. We'll have the usual fireworks on Saturday night and Tuesday night as normal. So there is, you know, if you're into Ceilidh dancing, if you're into traditional Irish music, the Munster Fly, which was held earlier this year in Tralee, they have very much come on board with us and supporting us in terms of facilitating a number of groups participating in the festival. But what I would have to say, Gerry, is it's very important that we acknowledge all the work that have been done by so many parties and so many businesses and groups and volunteers over the past number of weeks, and that will be quite evident throughout the weekend. Mark Sullivan here with me representing the Vintners and Tralee Chamber Lines. Johnny McElligott also from the same groups, and Aidan Turner. Them, along with the Tralee Chamber Lines, Fáil d'Arlan, the business community, the volunteers have been instrumental in all of this happening, and to them we're very thankful. To lead, and again, it's important to say the key partners in all of this. We had Match Marketing that we would have employed to work with us in terms of developing the brand and developing the marketing material. But key to all of this is the entertainment company and the event management company that we brought in, Shannon Star Entertainment, under the leadership of Brian Carr and his team, yeah, who have been instrumental and have been key in terms of working with us. And we keep asking in terms of we'd like this, we'd like that, and Brian keeps giving. And to Brian and his team and everyone out there that has worked with us over the past 10 weeks, we thank them. This is all about the people of Tralee and the people of Kerry, and making our town a vibrant, welcoming town for the Roses and everyone that will visit Tralee over the coming days.
Yeah, yeah, indeed. And clear, a lot of work has gone into it. And Mark, from that point of view, it was a tall order to put all this together over the last 10 weeks, but you feel that you have achieved it now in a lineup that will attract people into the town?
I think first and foremost, a tall order, yeah, perhaps, but there was an awful lot of passion. There was an awful lot of passion with people, and nobody was found wanting in pulling this together, Gerry. Yeah, we're ready to go. You always know birds are in the Brendan Carr Park and the old cinema site. Faucets are down alongside the Rose Hotel. Sean Murphy has the lights up. The stalls will be up tomorrow between the Mall and Denny Street, and also the Farmers Market, which is traditionally in the Brendan Carr Park, will be in the Island of Geese on Saturday. So, no, we're really good to go on this, Gerry. What we would like to say to people is, first and foremost, Jean mentioned the parades, just to reinforce that. The Saturday parade is leaving at 8:30 from the John Joe Sheehy Road. The Sunday parade is leaving at 2 o'clock from the Kingdom Greyhound Track, and that's coming down Rock Street on Sunday. So it'll go the traditional route Saturday night down Castle Street, but the Sunday will come down Rock Street and down the Mall and up Denny Street, just to let people know. What else have we, Gerry? As Jean has said, festivaltralee.com is the place to go. We've got huge support as well from the Vintners and all the publicans around the town. So we have the Rose Twinnings, and they will be occurring on this Sunday. So after the parade, between 3:30 and 5 o'clock. And again, if you go onto festivaltralee.com, download the programme, you'll see what pubs all the Roses will be going into as well. And they'll also have their rose, yeah, buds
and,
with
and
them.
The roses will be involved in all the parades in the Midnight Madness and the traditional lead, as you would
absolutely,
as you would associate.
And Rachel was crowned Westmead Rose on the Denny Street stage last year, and whoever wins this year will be crowned on the Denny Street stage again this year with the fireworks on the Tuesday night. Just to say, all our entertainment, the evening entertainment, which we would have been heavily involved with, so there's a stage in the square, the stage in the top of Denny Street is erected as of last night. So all the entertainment on that Every night will be going till 11 a.m. except for 11:45 on the Tuesday night. What we're saying to people is there's exemptions around town, so please support the vintners, make a night of it, bring out friends, more adults maybe perhaps for the evening. But we'd also ask you to please, there will be drinks barriers in place, we will have stewards, security and Gardaí, so please just do as they ask you to do. Let's make it a memorable festival. Support our vintners, support everybody who has supported us. We will as well with the civil defence. We will have medical assistance around the town, so if anybody needs any assistance, they'll be around the place. And suffice to say, we have a great mixture of local artists, like the Renovator, the Righteous Dudes. They're going on the main stage on Friday. But also there's a man, Jerry Young Holmes, and Jerry is originally from Tralee, and now he's a very successful builder over in Liverpool and developer, and he's sponsoring the entire Super Sunday, which is the ABBA reunion and the Queen. So we have a lot of cover bands, ABBA reunion, Queen, we have Ed Sheeran, we have Johnny Cash as well. So there's a mixture of everything for everybody there.
And you're looking, Mark, for stewards for the parades to help out.
Yeah, well,
on
we
the
have,
Saturday and the Sunday.
We have a very strong core of stewards within the town, so we have asked for a bit of extra help, and we have a lot of people have volunteered, so we're not under any pressure. But if anybody, as they say, if there's a love of Tralee, love of the town, and you want to come along with us on the parades, we'd only be quite happy with any extra assistance we can get.
Yeah, and Gene, you'd echo that, and imagine, in terms of the people who are helping out and volunteering to make this as successful as possible.
Absolutely. This festival is all about our volunteers, Gerry, and the amount of work that goes on behind the scenes by them. In addition, I would have to mention our own staff in Kerry County Council and the staff that are out there early morning, late night, making sure the town looks its best. So to our outdoor team and to everyone that makes this happen, it's a credit to them. Your listeners might be wondering, while the programme can be downloaded from the website, some of your viewers and your listeners might be asking about, in terms of a physical programme. We have loads of programmes printed. They're available in the Kerry County Council offices in Ratas, the Tralee Municipal District office in Princes Street, in our library, our museum, the Tralee Chamber Lines information booth in the town centre, or pop your head into any of the local bars. They'll all have copies of the programme.
Yeah, so people can get them and decide what they want to go to and see what's going on. Mark, can I ask you, how will you judge, and this element of it, obviously, that the town kind of taking over the running of this side of things 10 weeks ago, how will you judge success afterwards?
I suppose what we will do afterwards is we will sit down, we'll analyse it. Look, I mean, judge success, we'll have to wait really till next Wednesday, Gerry, and see, in terms of the weather's looking good, there might be a small bit of rain tomorrow, so that should bring out the people. I think there's a huge appetite for it. I'll put it into context there in terms of the Rose Hotel. I'm practically booked out for the weekend, and that's not with any bus tours, it's all former Roses. There's a huge appetite for people coming down. I have former Roses, families of Roses who are competing. I have in excess of 300 guests staying with me every night, and there's a massive appetite for it. The supporters of the Roses as well, don't underestimate that. There's a lot of people come down, and be they in Airbnb, hotels, guest houses or whatever, there's still a huge appetite. There's a huge appetite for it, and the general national media coverage that is around this event, yeah, already should never be underestimated. So there's been a great synergy. For example, we're sponsoring, the Rose Hotel is sponsoring a Roses and Escort lunch on Sunday before pre-parade. We're actually twinned up at the Ottawa Rose this year, Aoife MacDonald. And also I have a lovely lady, one of my longest serving staff members, Amy McLaughlin. Her daughter Mia is a Rose bud, and she's twinned up with the Melbourne Rose. And when I met with Mia and her mom Amy last week, she came into the hotel the excitement with Mia. She's not sleeping, she's really looking forward to it. So let's never underestimate that element of it as well, and what it brings to everybody.
You get lots of questions, no doubt, and we'll get lots of questions. One listener wants to know why there isn't a fashion show. Now, we know not everything could be done. That might be more for the organisers of the televised side of the festival rather than an event for Street Fest.
Absolutely, Gerry. You know, it's been a few years since the Rose of Tralee would have had the fashion show.
Yeah.
Again, our brief and what we wanted to develop was a street programme, and that's what we have developed. If you're looking at fashion shows and other events, I mean, that's something that needs to be looked at maybe for future years. And that's what this is all about. You know, we had 10 weeks to develop a programme of events, which we think we have very much achieved. As Mark said earlier, September then we need just to sit down and review it and see how well this festival has gone and how can we improve on it.
Yeah, okay, and that's the situation with regards to it. Another listener getting in touch with us this morning asking, who do I contact to get a pitch for my craft stall, asked Catherine. Can that still be done? Jean?
My understanding at this stage is all the stalls are booked out.
Yeah.
There's been fierce demand, and as late as yesterday evening I've been told, all the stalls have been booked. And that shows the level of demand and the level of interest in the festival this year, Gerry. Yeah.
Okay, all right, listen, we're going to have to leave it there. My thanks to both of you for talking to us and going through. If volunteers want to get involved, to Stuart, who do they contact?
Just email me, msullivan@therosehotel.com, Gerry.
msullivan@therosehotel.com. Okay, yeah. festivaltralee.com is the website to go to for the e-programme. Physical programmes available all over town, as Jean was saying there. It's Tralee, Fail at Tralee, Tralee Street Fest, 18th of August, starting tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. until the 22nd of August, 2023.